Hi there, I'm Michael Clark, and he's Mike Pereira. Together, we're the hosts of Mid-Credit Scene, a podcast about movies. And this is a Mid-Credit Minute, kind of bonus mini-episode, where we talk about big important things, like snacks, double features, and more.
Ted, what is your go-to snack at the concession stand?
I'm gonna lean towards red Twizzlers or M&M's.
Oh yeah, candy. Good call.
Popcorn. I've never really liked popcorn. It's oily. It's too salty. The little bits get stuck in your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And also, in my mind, it's a mortal sin to leave the movie when it's playing. So I generally don't get a drink. I make sure I go to the men's room before the movie starts, and I'm not going to get up in the middle of it.
Easier to sit through a movie without a drink if you don't get popcorn. Popcorn really is like turns your mouth into the sand flats of Nevada. You don't have something to wash it down.
I once did the popcorn at the theater in Elora where they put olive oil on it, which, you know, olive oil has it's got a very dry kind of sharp taste to it, but then I didn't get a drink, and I spent most of the movie sort of just like slowly trying not to choke. Anyways, so I definitely hear you on that. I also once did get too large a drink at the beginning of Godzilla, King Kong, like the 2004 King Kong, which is like 4 hours long.
Yeah,
also a mistake.
Yeah, that's not a movie that you want to be like gripping the handles of the seat halfway through.
Yeah. No,
you got a lot of movie left.
Yeah, the first date that I had with my now wife was to a movie, and she got up during the movie to go pee, and she said, "I just shot her a look of just horror," and I guess it was just because this was just something that you just didn't do. You didn't because you're gonna miss something. You're gonna miss a part. You're gonna come back and you're gonna have to talk to the person you're with and say, well, what did I miss? You know, and it's like, no, you don't do that. You know, so
I will say I really feel like, you know, if you go back and you watch like some of the old epics, like, you know, DeMille's The Ten Commandments or Lawrence of Arabia, those things had intermissions.
Yes.
And I'm like, why can't we bring that back?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be good for the concession stand? Like, wouldn't we all be better off if we a movie could have at like the, you know, there's no reason the Return of the King extended edition couldn't have played at 4 hours and change and just had an intermission in between.
Yes. I mean the cinema is already committed to only one showing a night of Dances with Wolves. Why not just kind of have like a little 20-minute break in the middle of it? Yeah, so people can go do their business. But yeah, then as you say, go get some glossettes. Go get something else, you know, from the concession, because, you know, dinner was probably like 3 hours ago by now, and you're hungry.
I mean, we could have it all, people.
They used to have an excuse because the team used to have to like take the reel off the camera and put the new reel on and get it playing again. Now it's all on a computer and it just plays straight through.
Just press play.
Half the time I expect there to be just like the little Netflix notification pop up in the bottom of the corner. Are you still watching? Ted, if you could pair a food and a movie, like a sommelier, but for films, what food and movie would you pair together?
Well, I could go romantic, and because as I said, you know, the first date with my now wife was, you know, we were working together. And like I said, I don't know if I said this, I didn't know this was our first date. I just said, who wants to go see a movie? And she said, sure. She knew it was our first date. I didn't, which, you know, I think I'm glad one of us realized that. We went to a restaurant in Waterloo. I mean, it's been gone for 100 years. It was called Gracious Hornblowers, and we had Mexican food. And then we went and saw the movie, which was called Breaking In, which was directed by John Forsythe, who I think people have kind of forgotten about. But I mean, he was a great 70s, 80s director, Comfort and Joy and Gregory's Girl and films like that. And Breaking In, which was this movie that this was apparently supposed to be one of Burt Reynolds' glorious return to cinema movies, which, you know, obviously no one else remembers Breaking In. Also, Casey, and I'm going to get his last name wrong, Ciamasco, was in it. He was also in, what was the Brat Pack movie about where they were all, like, you know, cowboys?
Oh, Young Guns.
Young Guns. He was in Young Guns 1 and 2, I believe, as well. And also the movie has a cameo by Maury Chaykin, who's kind of one of these kind of small-time Canadian actors that you realize was just in so much good stuff back in the 80s and all that.
Oh yeah, man. Maury Chaykin's a legend.
Yeah. Yeah. So he is, you know, he's only in one scene. He plays the lawyer and all that. But again, anyway, so there was that. And then of course, then you think, well, you know, movies and food, and you think, oh, you know, spaghetti and, you know, The Godfather, you know, a good hearty lasagna, you know, and all that, with, you know, Goodfellas or something like that. But I think what I'm going to go for, one of my favorite movies of all time is Wings of Desire, which is directed by Wim Wenders. And in German, it's Der Himmel über Berlin, which is the heaven above or the skies above Berlin, which he realized was actually used for it was a war movie in English. And so he said, okay, well, I'm going to change the name. And so he called it The Wings of Desire. And this movie came out, I think this is 86 or 87. And it's basically a story about angels in Berlin. And, you know, Berlin at the time, I mean, showing my age here, I mean, the wall was against communism, was, you know, kind of wrapped around the city. And it was this weird little oasis. And, you know, it was home to, you know, artists. And David Bowie recorded, you know, he was there in the 70s and recorded, or, you know, that's when he was recording albums like Hero and Low and Lodger and all that. But then I was there. Actually, I was in Berlin in 1989, and I can remember wandering around and just seeing some of the places where he had filmed the movie. And the best one was actually where I stumbled into the Berlin Public Library, which is where there were a couple scenes, again, with the angels, kind of listening in on the conversations and the thoughts that us humans are having. And what was ubiquitous in Berlin at the time, they weren't food trucks. They were like food trailers that were parked on the sidewalk, and they were called a Schnell Imbiss was the generic name for it. Schnell is German for fast, and Imbiss is German for snack. So it was, you know, a fast snack place. And the one thing that they nearly all seemed to serve was a curried sausage.
Nice.
And you know, they put it in like those little cardboard rectangles that I think people would normally, you know, I would kind of, when I first saw it, I think, oh, well, this is what French fries normally come in. And then you get the little wooden kind of spork, almost like the little wooden spoon you used to get at Dairy Queen, but you know, it was a fork and all that. And I was in Berlin for about a week on my own. I was backpacking, and if I had stayed about 6 weeks longer, I actually would have seen the wall come down. I was there at the start of October of 89, and I probably had one or two curryversts a day, because, you know, I mean, A, it was cheap, and I was a student, and I was, you know, trying to live as staying in a youth hostel and all that. But I mean, to me, that is the match. You know, I can't have a curry sausage now without thinking of that, and certainly I can't watch Wings of Desire without thinking back to when I was there in 89. And now, you know, I mean, I haven't been back. I know a few people that have been back after Germany unified. They said, well, it's not the same Berlin anymore. Mm. You know, there's it's a Starbucks on every corner and all that. And so that weirdness, that isolation, you know, bred, you know, in the 60s and the 50s, 60s and 70s and all that, you know, it's just now been totally, you know, plowed under and all that. But yeah, anyways, that's my food and movie match.
It's a good one, man. That's a like a deep cut with a good backstory.
To hear more, listen to Mid-Credit Scene Podcast on Midtown Radio or wherever you get your podcasts.